If we consider the teachings of Christ, then we can see from the Beatitudes, the most vital sermon Christ ever preached, what the keys to Christian behavior are. To be poor in spirit, that is, to beg God for spiritual food, spiritual drink, and spiritual understanding. And the correct verb here is beg. We beg from God because we know we are impoverished in ourselves spiritually. Only God can sustain us. To mourn over our sin, a lifelong process. To meekly recognize God's authority over all things. To long to be truly good and to loathe being a sinner. To be merciful to others and to hope in mercy. To respect God's ownership of all other people to the point of recoiling from the idea of using them for sex or prestige or money or to get a laugh. To love the peace with God that Christ has given us so much that we speak of that reconciliation as often as we can, delighting in it and offering it to others by our words and actions. To choose suffering and being despised for the delight we have in Christ, rather than put up with the falseness of prestige and importance. Nobody in the pastorate can fake these behaviors for very long, so it becomes essential that the sociopathic preacher replace them. Granted, he must pay lip service to all the great ideals of Christianity, bowing his head and lowering his voice with reverence and speaking of love, meekness, mercy, forgiveness, as though he understood them. But ultimately, the content of the sermons from week to week must shift from these dangerous Christian practices because they will undo the sociopath. To stay in control, the sociopathic preacher must shift the content and meaning of what Christianity actually is, and he must convince as many other pastors to join him as he can in order to increase the illusion of being a mainstream Christian who is still embracing the Bible. But that list in the book of Matthew has got to be substituted with a counterfeit. Now, substituting a false alternative for real Christianity would seem daunting to normal people, but the sociopath has a distinct advantage. He's naturally going to reinterpret religion so that it makes sense to him. Remember, this is a man who has no empathy for others and believes he has a right, even a need, to use and discard other people in order to get things done. For a normal person, repentance, faith, hope, and mercy, etc., are understood intellectually, recognized by the brain as good, experienced profoundly to the point that they can create changes in personal outlook and worldview, and are embraced by the emotions. A normal person can be permanently, deeply changed by an experience of faith, or love, mercy, grace, truth, etc. We weave these things into the fabric of who we are, bring them back to God in moments of heartfelt prayer, humble ourselves before the invisible but apparent majesty of God, as we thank him for his work in us. The Christian life is a dynamic and growing tree within the soul, receiving light, making food from it, spreading its branches, fighting disease, coming into brilliant flower at the appropriate times, even resting and recycling to prepare for the next beautiful cycle of growth. It is internal, and from this internal life an external life springs forth. But for the sociopathic preacher, there is only the external. He has no idea that these invisible things really go on in the soul, and he may not know that he doesn't know. He really may think references to faith, hope, prayer, the presence of God, etc., are all flowery talk without any substance to it. The sociopathic person sees only an externalized version of Christianity, and all the internal spiritual life really doesn't matter to him because it's not real in his experience. The only Christianity he knows is externalized Christianity, and the only Christian he has ever been has been a Christian on the surface. And what he is going to preach on and create in his church is externalized Christianity, and that we can summarize in one word, standards. They are going to replace the true core and the heart of Christianity, which is faith in Christ, love of the brethren, unfeigned charity, all of those are going to be replaced with women cannot wear slacks, men must have short hair, and some Christian fundamentalist churches get extremely elaborate in the standards that they preach. Remember, many fundamentalist pastors have said from the pulpit that doctrine is deadening. They promise to teach only practical truths. Now, it's entirely possible that a man who is not a sociopath but is simply ignorant would say such a thing from the pulpit. Such a man, however, is unfit to pastor. But such reasoning is exactly what a sociopath would understand. Sociopaths are extremely pragmatic. Now, there is a way to institute standards and the emphasis on externals into a church, even a church that claims to believe the Bible. But we're out of time today, so Lord willing, we will pick up this discussion tomorrow.